Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
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 What's good?
What up?
What's up?
Not much. What up, everybody? How y'all doing?
How you doing?
It's Big Bread. I'm alright. A little tired, but I'm in the mix. What up, everybody? Big Red, Brother B, another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's good? What's good? What's good?
What's up?
Hope everybody is well tonight. How you doing, Red?
I'm good. Just finished eating dinner.
Eat dinner? What'd you eat?
I made some empanadas.
Oh, empanadas.
Yeah, empanadas.
Gotcha. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds groovy.
Yeah. Groovy, son.
Yeah.
Good. So I'm just finishing up. Well, not really finished, but you know, finishing up.
Sure. Oh, okay. That's what's up. Sure. Yeah, man. I'm just trying to hold it together. You know, one of those days that after a long day, you just want to like crash.
Oh,
sometimes you just can't, you know, because you've got things to do. Yeah. Feels like one of those days.
I get you. I hear you.
You know, it's a life for me sometimes. I just can't understand why, you know, I mean, of course, today's topic, you know, shows, you know, just current events, you know, things going on in the world. You know, the life of me, I can't understand why people, some humans can just be so annoying. Like, I don't know. It's like, is it the goal of some people to just wake up out of bed and just like be pieces of shit or be annoying? Like, I don't understand.
That's because they're They are miserable. That's what it is. And when people are miserable, they don't have anything better to do but, you know, make everybody else's life miserable.
That's a problem.
Yeah, that's right.
A serious problem. I mean, like I said, it's just really sad that some people are just like energy vampires. They just drain you just by, you know, looking at them, you know, talking to you, you know, like they just don't want to listen, pay attention. They just drain them. People are just freaking draining.
Yep. Exhausting.
And I'm like,
that's why I try to stay away from.
Yeah, you know, and some people will say, oh, you're antisocial. No, I'm not antisocial. I'm just anti-asshole. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't need the drama. I don't need the misery. I don't need the negative vibe. Don't want to be around the negative vibe. So, yeah, some people just, you know, I don't know, man.
This society that we thrive, you know, we're thriving in this society and everything. You know, it's like it's a good thing to be negative. It's like a good thing to be a negative. It's a good thing to be an asshole. It's a good thing to be, you know, excuse my language, bitch. Like, those things are good now. Like, I don't understand when it became okay to be like that. I don't understand. Like, I really don't. Like, people, you know, oh, yeah. I'm an asshole. They think that's a good. No, I'm an asshole. I don't care if people don't like me. And it's not like a person doesn't like you because you know that you're a good person or a nice person. And, you know, you have those people out there that just don't like you just because you're you. or because other people like you. I'm talking about the people that know that they're, you know that they act a certain way or they do certain things, but it's like, oh, I don't care if they don't like me. I don't care. That's just who I am. And it's like, that's an excuse. Because at the end of the day, you're the one that's crying for attention or crying for people to be your friend and all that other stuff.
True.
Or
you know
that
what?
As
I mean,
to treat people a certain way.
True. You know, in my observation, like when you really think about it, it seemed like it was like after Clinton left office, things just got real stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying, you know, everything was all great, but you know what I'm saying? It just seems like there was this, you know, it's okay to reward the loser or reward the individuals that don't deserve anything. Like, you know, it was okay to just be second. It's okay for you to be second place. It's okay to be, you know, for you to be third place. And it's not to say that winning is everything, but you can't be rewarded for everything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I think, like, after Clinton left office, it just seems like, you know, people who weren't deserving of things, you know, just started getting things. Some people just started taking things and said, hey, I earned this. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. No, you didn't earn it.
Right, exactly.
And you stole it.
you didn't deserve it at all.
Exactly. And then when it's like when Obama got in office, and I'm only saying like the whole saying that like with the presidents and stuff like that because it seems like people kind of follow a trend. Or follow
mm-hmm.
a certain, you know, follow things like depending on who's in office. The only thing is, what's sad, and yes, I'm going to say it, is when Obama was in office, more black people didn't stand up to do what they needed to do.
Right.
Instead, they looked for excuses. They looked for excuses to, you know what I'm saying, to be ignorant. Some of them looked for excuses to still have handouts. So I'm going to look for excuses to still, you know, say, hey, I need this or I need that. Like when Obama came into office and it was this historic thing about the first black president, yo, you weren't supposed to look for him to do something for you. You were supposed to take the blueprint and run with it. You were supposed
right.
to make your own plans. The men were supposed to pull their pants. You know, some of these boys out here, they're supposed to pull their pants up. We're supposed to follow in the footsteps. Same thing with black women. We're supposed to go back to how you see how Michelle Obama. Listen, I don't care what anybody said. Michelle Obama was like the backbone of his presidency. And if we don't call it the backbone, she was a very intricate piece to that presidency. It wasn't just Obama. It was Michelle. And Barack Obama, like those were the two in the White House. She's very important. She played a very important part. And the whole thing is, we saw a family value, especially among black families.
Yeah, but
and
you know they didn't want. You know that was the whole thing. It's like, you know, it was all a plan. They knew that was going to be an uproar. They knew that they were going to get a lot of backlash because of that. They knew that it was going to be. You know, they were going to try and make it seem like, oh, well, that's not what America is about. Oh, that's not the American dream because, you know, the American dream is not including our people. Of course, the American dream never included our people. So, of course, they were going to make that seem like, oh, well, you know, just make it a problem, period, because they don't want anything that has to do with our people trying to, you know, get better at something or you seeing a family of you know, that a family can stick together. Right, positive. A family can stick together. Yeah, there's a mother and a father. There's not just mother. It's not just mom and the kids. It's mom, dad, kids, and everybody's doing good. Like, there isn't such a thing. Nobody's saying that they're perfect because they're human beings, but they didn't want that.
True. Yo, what up, Lady T?
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Lady T!
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're just talking a little bit about current events, you know, just a couple of things in general. And one of the things that, you know, kind of like still annoys me to this day, and I see it on Facebook, I see some people make comments, like they make it seem like when Barack Obama was in office, it was like the worst thing in the world. They make it seem like, and what annoys me even more is how some black people actually come out and they say, he did nothing for us, he didn't do this, he didn't do that. And the thing was, like I said, he wasn't supposed to do anything for us. He's supposed to really do what he's supposed to do for the country. He's supposed to do what he's supposed to do for people of this country. He wasn't supposed to do anything just for black people specifically. And it's like, I'm really getting sick and tired of, like, black people with the excuses. You know what I'm saying? It's not to knock my own people, but at the same time, it's to knock those type of people who always want to make excuses for the bullshit that they do or the bullshit that they don't do. You know, I mean, it's just a bit annoying. And I mean, as a people, as a race of humans, it just seems like we're just really going down the drain. Like, all right, so I think it was early this year, a couple months ago, there was a fire at that church in Notre Dame.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so... But yet, we hear reports, news stuff about fires going on in the Amazon. But yet, Notre Dame, which is, okay, I get it, it's a symbol, a religious symbol to some. People are pledging all this type of money to rebuild this, that, and the third. But now it comes down to, like, the Amazon rainforest. Amazon rainforest, like, I was doing some reading, and it says how the forest itself supplies about 20% of oxygen to the planet.
Yep.
But yet we're not, a lot of people are just not paying attention. It's not getting that much coverage. Like, a California brush fire is more important.
Absolutely, yeah, because when that burn, when that happens, oh, you get all kinds of news coverage on it.
Exactly, mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to say that, you know, I'm not sound mean about anything happening, like in California fire, a fire starts, you know, in there, but we're talking about a place, the Amazon rainforest. 20% of the planet's oxygen, See, this whole thing of deforestation. And, of course, to those that don't know, come on, Lady T, because I know you're the teacher. Educate deforestation. Talk to the people.
Go ahead. What was the question? I didn't hear you. What was the question?
No, it wasn't even so much of a question. It was, oh, well, I will ask questions. So what is the definition of deforestation?
I'm not sure.
Well, I believe what it is, because I'm outside looking up right now. Basically, is just humans just fucking up the forest, like just destroying. You know what I'm saying? Like,
got you.
Chop,
I never heard the term.
Trees.
That's fine. Okay.
Yeah, I've heard it before. And,
I'm hearing that's kind of like what you're saying. It's the actual, you know, from I read something that says. That it was done on purpose. I'm hearing, I read that it was done on purpose because I think France was trying to give money towards it and they didn't want it because they kind of insulted them. I can't remember exactly what I read about. It was something to that effect because they were going to try to aid them and the Amazon, they didn't want it. They was like, we don't want it.
Oh.
So basically they were saying, like, France, whoever it is that was giving the money, is something like how Trump is like, oh, we're going to give you this money, and, you know, like on some, like, smart type of shit. Like, yeah, we're going to give this to you. And they're like, we don't want it. Because you tried to insult
like
us in some
hand.
Type of way.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, still, no, it's interesting how people reach in their pockets. Okay, so definition of deforestation. All right, the action of clearing a wide area of trees. But basically, that's just some man-made bullshit. So they also believe that these fires have been started on purpose as well, because it's part of that plan of deforestation.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like when you just said that and when Red just said.
Yeah.
Now it sounds like it's arson.
Right.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, I'm just like, you know.
But what are they profiting off of? Like, what is the purpose of doing it? Like, I understand why. I don't understand why doing it, but to purposely set fire to, especially someplace like that that you know that supplies oxygen to the planet, why would you do that?
Land.
Yeah. Land and the profit of it when things are destroyed, too.
Exactly. I don't know if you noticed, but not just this country, but just some greedy people in general, they profit off destruction. You ever notice how they're going to another country to burn it down and then say, oh, we'll help you rebuild?
Right.
Yeah, like they need aid. They need aid for it. Yeah.
Right. That's basically what I read. Exactly.
You know, and it's like we do this to the planet that we're living on. You know, is this really crazy?
Free money.
When you think about it, listen, money. I mean, really, is it really that important? Unless there's some place that you know cats are planning to escape to, you know, once all of this is said and done. I mean, I don't know, maybe. There's something behind the scenes. I don't know, really know what's going on.
They do say they found another planet a couple of months back.
You got to get there. Unless now maybe they found a way. I don't know. I don't know. But the whole thing is, it's like, how do we just, you know, it's like going home and then, like, setting fire in the kitchen or, you know, just breaking the sink or, you know, just tearing stuff up. Like, you just tearing up your own house. This is our only house, this planet. They're just destroying, you know, it's like damn near everything. Like, how many insects have died? Now, I don't like bugs, but bugs are essential in, you know, in the food chain. You know, just essential in general. Everything is interlocked, intertwined. Everything has its job and has its purpose. So you're talking about animals that, you know, insects that are gone, animals that are dead or have lost their, you know, homes, their habitats destroyed. So where do they go after that? What do they do?
Right. I don't know. I guess they try to destroy them as well. They figure, well, we can wipe out everything. Then you know what? We got this land clean, you know. Clean and free of everything. I don't understand how that's gonna happen, but you know,
I just wonder what's gonna happen in the next 10 years. What's gonna happen? Like, what are they gonna do with that area that's been destroyed? Like, you really don't hear much about it anymore.
And it's sad that you don't hear much about it. It's really sad. That's really sad.
Well, because you know, who cares? Nobody really cares anymore about much anything. So, this the cop that killed Eric Garner,
right.
Or that helped assisted, you know, really, you know, helped assisted, because you know everybody had kind of. There was a couple of people that had a hand in his death, but we'll just talk about the main character who set it off. So they did a GoFundMe.
Oh boy, yeah, heard about that.
They did a GoFundMe for this guy. And,
raised a lot of money going on there.
raised a lot of money for this dude, but for him and his family. See, remember when I was talking about how, you know, it seemed like people are rewarded, people that do wrong or people that are doing certain things is rewarded. And what they're doing. This is a prime example of somebody who is being rewarded for doing wrong.
Right.
You took someone's life, and you're being rewarded for it.
Well, of course, they don't see it like that, but yeah.
No. And the thing I can't understand for the life of me is if the shoe was on the other foot, then I gotta throw it out there. If it was a black man that had did that to a white man, he would be under the jail.
He would have been
fired within 30 days of him doing what he did. Like,
nah, they didn't try to make sure he was erased from this earth. You know that.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. You know what my problem is? The double standard. Especially with this so-called, there's no justice system. It really isn't.
And that's what people don't realize. It works for who it wants to work for, the justice system. And we know who that is already, so.
Yeah, it's not a justice system. It's just a system of punishment, you know, for those that it chooses to punish. I mean, for life of me, I can't understand how people can just sit back and continue to watch atrocity and think it's okay, but then try to normalize it or try to make excuses for it when they feel that it's someone of a certain color or someone of a certain status or title.
All right, a human is a human. Human beings are human beings. And like I said, you know, it's sad that a animal's life is worth more than, you know, a black person, a person of color. It just doesn't make any sense. Like, they'll treat dogs, and they got the dogs in the goddamn strollers and give them funerals and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, it's like, it's ridiculous. Like, it doesn't make any sense. And then you value that life of the animal. And I'm not saying that life is not supposed to be valued, especially if it's your pet. Nobody said that. But we humans, like you'll talk about that human being. Oh, yeah, he was this and that. And you'll downgrade the man. The man that was killed. It's not like, you know, it was something where it was just like a mutual thing, or the mill. He was trying to rob him or something like that. He killed this man. He murdered this man. And you don't think that he's supposed to go down for that? You don't think that anything is supposed to happen to him because he was a police officer and he was doing, quote-unquote, doing his job? No, he wasn't doing his job. He was doing an illegal chokehold on a man that said several times and told him he cannot breathe. If somebody's telling you they cannot breathe, then you let them go. You don't keep, excuse my, I was about to, sorry, you don't keep freaking choking him. How would he like that if that was a family member? But you know what, that's why I say karma. He gonna get it. Karma. That's all I'm gonna say. He gonna get it. He could be as free as he want to be, and you know, think he getting away with something. No, bro, you're really not getting away, cause your spirit ain't gonna let you get away with that.
Well, see, you know what? I'm sorry. I think certain people just don't have like souls or spirits. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what? I look back at what's going on in the world, and you know, I look at myself, I look at some of the people around me, and it makes me wonder, like, you know, we know there's a, you know, there's a big difference between, you know, religion and spirituality, and, you know, I just kind of look at certain things, and I'm like, well, if somebody does something like that, do you really have a soul? Like, are you really, like, what are you? Like, people who do evil stuff like that, like, to me, are souls.
They do have a soul. They
like,
have a soul.
I don't know, Red. I don't know, Red. I really don't know, because that, like, when you, if for you to deny someone, listen, it'd be different if it was one of those situations where somebody was coming to take your life and you did what you had to do to defend yourself, and you wound up hurting someone in the process. That's different. But to maliciously, to have intent to take someone's life, because someone can try to say, oh, his intentions was to take his life, it was just to subdue him. You subdue him for what? What was he doing?
Right.
He wasn't fighting.
He
wasn't doing anything crazy. Yeah, you just did it because you had this energy in you. You felt like a cowboy. Yeehaw! So you just jumped on him, put him in a chokehold, and that was the end game. And then the people around, you know, just try to cover it up. I can't look at so-called humans like that and give them respect. for the flesh that they wear. I can't sit back and actually consider them people with a soul. I just can't, because we shouldn't be doing stuff like that to one another.
Right.
And
what I still can't get is, like, the footage on it. Why isn't someone starting to question these cops in the training? A lot of cops need to be retrained, because I don't understand how you guys couldn't put the cuffs on him yet.
You know what, Lady T? I agree with you, but at the same time, you can't train ignorance. That's just huge.
Then they shouldn't be on the force. Then they shouldn't be on the force, then.
Right.
You know how many people out there that are wearing badges that shouldn't? Just like I'm sure, how many teachers are out there that just shouldn't be out there? That shouldn't be.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people out there that just shouldn't be doing what they're doing. But either A, they just do it because they feel that, oh, you know, I'm just going to do this. Like, yeah, oh, my father was a cop. My grandfather was a cop. This
yeah,
cop,
but you know that's
so,
with
you know,
that, yeah.
Yeah,
that's definitely, with them,
yeah,
that's what it is. It's like, oh, my father was a cop. My father's was a cop. And, you know, I'm going to be protected. And, they, you know, and I'm sure they fathers probably going to put people in plenty of damn illegal chokeholds here and there, but you know what? They gonna keep, you know, they keep that under wraps because you know that's so and so from the neighborhood or something like that back in the days or whatever. So you know, it's sad, and it's unfortunate that those things happen. Like you know, and you know we you know our black people just can't get a break at times, but
at all.
Or at all, but you know what? Going on, well, I don't know if Brother B, you want to go on to the next subject, but go ahead.
Well, before we exit, it's interesting how, so they're saying that, you know, arrests, NYPD, their arrest rates have slumped because of the firing of that guy. That cop, I don't even want to say his name because he's trash, but they're saying that the arrests have slumped because he was fired. So you're trying to tell me people don't want to go out there and do their job? You know what? Listen, you little fucking wussies. Like, if that's the case, then you need to just stop working. You just need to stop.
But they're following the directions of Pat Lynch. Didn't Pat Lynch say if that happens, it's going to be a standoff as far as the cops with the city? Didn't he already say that? If the guy gets fired, he gave you that warning.
Lady T, I don't listen to that dude. Patrick,
you
got
to listen to him because he is the one that controls these cops.
Listen.
He thinks he's above the mayor.
And listen, Lady T, look at his last name. That says it all to me. Lynch.
Oh, don't do that, because I have
and,
some families with that last name. Don't do that.
No. That's just him. That's just him. And that little mullet hairstyle, and that mullet hairstyle that he got is just out of control. No, but yeah, he's a racist. He's a racist. And I don't care how many say, oh, he has black friends. Like, I love when people go,
I hate when people say that. I have black friends. Yeah, okay. That don't mean nothing to me.
It means a lot. Yeah. That's a free pass. You get a free pass.
If he thinks he's above the mayor, so be it. He's probably mad at the mayor. Like, most people are probably mad at the mayor because he has a black wife.
Yeah, of course. You know,
and,
that's what that is.
You know, black children. That's what it's about. It wouldn't have been an issue if he was just thoroughly white or thoroughly Italian. But I guess they feel that he betrayed his roots because he's married to a black woman. Listen,
yeah,
get over yourself and your bullshit. And
of course, you know that's what it is.
Patrick Lynch needs to change that hairdo. Anyway, like you said, on to the next topic.
Well, as I was saying, you know, like I said, you know, our people can't get, as Lady T said, our people can't get a break. But you know what? You know, unfortunately, you know, sometimes I think, and I always say this, that our people can be our own worst enemy. Now, in going from that to now, this damn chicken sandwich.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Listen, I think Absolute Truth tackled that last night. You know, I had like a 19-hour workday. I could not call in.
I was trying to call in. I'm sorry, y'all, but. I'm going to say this. I had one of those sandwiches way back in the middle of June. And I was seeing the commercial, and I was like, you know what, let me try one. I've got one. I said, yeah, it's good. I said, I'd rather that than the regular Popeye chicken. I said, they need to sell that more often. All of a sudden now, you got the chicken wars with the Chick-fil-A and them, and I've had Chick-fil-A too, Chick-fil-A and Popeye's. I'm going to tell you this. I am so god-dogged turned off. I don't even want to taste enough. Because I'm turned, every time I hit, I've been seeing it so much on social media, it's making my stomach turn. I don't even want it no more. Because it's disgusting.
Yo,
it don't make no sense.
Listen.
FYI, guys, they already sold out. It's no more chicken
sandwiches.
Yeah,
they're not making it no more. Yeah, yeah.
So y'all go back to Chick-fil-A.
What up, K-Dog? Hold on. Before K-Dog says anything, wait a minute. Shut your mouth. What do you mean they didn't make it no more
That's
sandwiches?
It. They said they sold out.
They sold out. They're not making
it no more.
They sold out. They said,
they said go back to Chick-fil-A.
There's no more chicken? There's no
sold
more chicken?
Out. Maybe till
no,
Christmas.
There's more chicken, and ain't no more chicken sandwiches.
They ain't no more chicken on earth because they killed all them chickens. They all ate it up.
Nah. See, I should have went and got a few and put it in the freezer. Nah, don't say that,
you
man.
You know what?
Don't say
that.
That's
it. At least those Popeye's workers can get a foot massage or something because they've been working hard.
Yo, they was yo Popeye.
Nah, son. No, don't say that.
So they're not making no more. They said they're not making no more. They said they done with that because it's like I don't. Like I said, I'm turned off. I don't even want it. I don't even care.
Listen. I don't care what you're talking about. I don't care what you're talking about. First of all, I don't like Chick-fil-A. Never had it.
I do.
The reason why I don't like Chick-fil-A is because, listen, if you're going to make food, make food. I don't care about your political views. Some people need to stay in their lane. And when you try to mix what you do with what you're doing or your feelings and your beliefs, see, that turns me off. And I don't support the CEO, the owner, whoever it is at Chick-fil-A with his views on certain things and policies or politics.
Okay.
That's why I do not support Chick-fil-A at all.
Okay.
You know, I some of the things that the CEO, whoever who said, that publicly said, I just disagree with and I can't support. It's like the situation with Dove.
Okay.
From the early, I stopped. I will never buy anything Dove ever again. I will never
use
their product
ever again.
Well,
you talking about that time when they had that thing with the women and all that other stuff?
Yeah, yeah. It's just listen.
I researched a little bit further into that, and I think they blew that one a little bit out of proportion. But I mean,
I wouldn't doubt it, but for them to let it fly. I had a problem with that.
Companies are saying stuff publicly doesn't mean they're not doing stuff behind the scenes or saying that you're not sitting in their marketing room for Popeyes. They could have said, yo, let's sell these to the black folks in their neighborhood. I ain't hearing nobody in Long Island say nothing about this. I'm hearing all these black folks.
Yeah, but you know what? You're right. You're right, but you know what?
Y'all love chicken, right? I don't eat chicken.
Listen,
right, y'all love that chicken.
At least they know not to say nothing. See, that's the thing. At least they know.
We don't know.
Keep that
right.
At least they ain't making it public. At least there's certain things that does not make them public.
Because they done made their money. Listen, they probably made $3 trillion on all that damn chicken. They done, so you got people standing online. Fight, you got the man jump through the damn drive-through fighting all the workers inside because they ain't no more chicken.
All right, you got
all that going on, and then y'all open y'all refrigerator, your shit is empty. It's like, come on.
First of all, I've seen some videos posted. That fight video where they were fighting in Popeyes, that video is old.
No,
Somebody put a new spin on it. They had new ones.
They had two girls tackling all sorts of stupid stuff.
Some of this stuff is staged. Like, some of the DJs doing this crap for entertainment. If people out there fighting over chicken sandwiches, there's something wrong with your life.
I'm telling you, the lady had the broom. He went through the drive-thru. He was walking through the drive-thru, and he couldn't understand why they didn't have no more chicken sandwich. He beat him with the broom, and then sucker jumped through the, he jumped through the damn drive-thru. And it's like 20 of them in the drive-thru fighting. I don't
understand. Before we go to K-Dog, I will say this. It was a very much-needed, funny-ass distraction from all the craziness that's going on in this world.
That's
so
true.
whoever started it, thank you. Because we needed
Trump
that laugh.
Started it.
We needed these laughs. We needed
Trump.
Nah, I ain't thanking him for nothing. They don't even eat chicken.
Right.
What up, K-Dog?
Oh, my goodness. What's up, everybody?
Did you get your chicken sandwich?
Hell no, I ain't got no chicken sandwich. Listen. Look, why the hell is it? You know, this thing with this whole chicken sandwich, man, it's like, it is just crazy because, you know what, people are just going crazy for some chicken. I'm like, McDonald's has a chicken sandwich. Chick-fil-A.
It's not the same thing.
Listen,
that's what it is.
It's not the same, man.
It must be something special in that chicken because people are going crazy for this.
That shit is good. That chicken sandwich tastes good. Like, you know, the Hawaiian roll bread. It's not the Hawaiian sweet bread.
Anybody here had chicken? Brother, you had some of that chicken, man?
What, that chicken sandwich?
Had your chicken sandwich?
You know what? My daughter, I bought two, and my daughter got me for one. Yeah, I was ready to jump or something. I was ready to toss a little ass somewhere. I told her I was only going to get her one. And then she turned around. I got off of work, and then one was missing. And I was like, yo, any other time I buy her something, she either don't eat it or she eat a little bit of it. But this chicken sandwich situation, she ate two.
Man,
so
listen, I walked by Popeyes on Saturday. And let me tell you, I'm sorry, I'm just have a Jolly Rancher in my mouth. But I'm sorry. See, I had some jerk chicken. Real chicken, man.
But you eat chicken.
That Popeye's,
that piece of chicken is real, man. That's real.
They ain't
fake.
People going crazy for it. They were standing. The line was halfway outside of the street.
That's what I'm
saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Them people.
They need to get serious. We better not see them protesting or nothing with this stuff being sold out. Do not protest.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go vote in 2020.
Listen. That ain't gonna happen. Watch, in another 10 years, they're gonna be like, if you had a Popeye chicken sandwich back in 2019,
you
can
ladies,
get compensated for mesothelioma. What's that thing, mesothelioma?
You know what it is? I gotta say something. Lady T said something that is so serious about people going to the for this chicken. She said, and Lady T, please correct me if I say it wrong. But she said about if people could stay online for some chicken, how come nobody's standing online to vote?
Let's
give out chicken on the line to vote. And they
right?
Just pop out the chicken. Bring it back.
You know,
right?
If that happened, you know what's going to happen. They're being racist. They're bringing out the chicken to make people vote. Hey, listen.
No.
Hey, if that works.
It's only racist if it comes with watermelon. That's
the watermelon. Yeah. Ooh, touch the nose. Well, brother B, you know you.
Please.
But now we'll check this out.
Lord
you know
have
mercy. You know what? You know, I saw that and you know the whole thing with people telling people to come out and vote and stuff like that. You know what? My whole thing on the voting, and what is it supposed to be for? What, 2020?
Yep.
You know, the election? Okay. It's not to say that voting doesn't matter, but the system has been compromised. And a lot of people know it. That's why they choose to, that's why they dislike effort. Because if you look at the last situation, how is it that, or this whole electoral college thing, it's a sham.
Right.
It's a sham. And it basically, how many people were told, oh, your vote doesn't matter, screw you?
Yeah.
She won the popular vote. But you're trying to tell me the electoral college says no, he's the winner? I had a problem with the voting system ever since Bush and Gore. I never believed.
Which is understandable.
I believe that Gore, it was stolen. And Gore, somebody went to Gore and said, concede, and, you know, just let it rock. And it's sad, because the one thing that, you know, and not to make it a color thing, but the one thing that a lot of black people die for their right to vote. All the marches, all other stuff, just for their right to vote. And look at it now. If the system has been compromised. So a lot of people see, like, what's the purpose of voting if I vote and my vote is not going to matter? Because didn't you have a whole bunch of situations popping up with voters were being disenfranchised in certain areas that were coming out and voting? There was a lot of votes that didn't count. Certain machines wasn't working. You see what I'm saying? All these excuses and all these things coming up when people go out and vote, or certain people go out and vote. And I find there's a problem with that. There's a serious problem with that. Because if you're trying to tell me that if you're telling me that the system has been compromised, then it's like, so once again, what's the purpose of voting?
Right.
If I'm going to vote, if I'm going to vote for this person and then turn around, it's going to be switched, and you're going to tell me it doesn't count, or the voting machines just all of a sudden broke, or the ballots were lost. You know how there were so many reports where there was the Clinton versus Trump thing. There were so many reports of machines, just so many things going wrong.
Yep.
That's not the machine problem. That's the people problem. That's somebody that rigged the machine. That's a human problem.
But once again, exactly, Lady T, so once again, the system has been compromised. So a lot of people see it as, you know what I'm saying? It's like, so what's the purpose of voting? I think it was, what was the K-Dog? Like 56% of the people 46, in the country didn't come out and vote?
46% of the Americans.
Oh, 46.
46% of the country chose not to vote because, and these were the same ones who were protesting, and you know what's even worse? When you have it thrown in your face and saying, well, majority of people that they arrested, they found out were not even registered voters. Well, I'm not voting. I don't care to vote. Then what are you protesting for?
Why not protest? If you're not going to use your voice for one thing, why not protest and use it for the next thing?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't vote. That's fine. But you're protesting. Is that not a form of voting?
Right.
I remember when
Puerto Rico was just out there voting to get that governor out. Those guys was protesting in the rain and everything. People, I forgot how many people, hundreds of thousands of people was there. They got him out.
Oh, that doesn't happen here.
Yeah, well, they need to take heed to that. That's my point that I'm making. So if you're not going to use your voice for one thing, you can still use it for another.
Oh, nah, because it doesn't come with sunshade. You know, with sunglasses and a chicken sandwich. Like, nobody's going to do
that. Oh, bro, please stop saying chicken.
I'm just saying. Okay. And a glass of lemonade. Like, it has to look
something
cool.
Other than chicken.
It has to be a cause. It has to be a cause that looks cool for people to start following. It has to be something trendy. Like, you know, it's for gay and lesbian and transgender rights. Oh, I'm going to go march because, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's cool. You know, that's the end thing, right?
Right, like
it has
a trend.
To be something that's in. Mm-hmm. It has to be trending, something trendy for people to just jump on the bandwagon and hit the streets and be like, yeah. Like, you know, Black Lives Matter. It has to be something going on or something that happens for people to just jump on the bandwagon and be like, yeah, Black Lives Matter. You know, or this matters. Or
well,
that
you mean
matters,
as
you know
far
I mean?
As people for media coverage, because some people just do it for media coverage. Because
exactly.
Black Lives Matter is always working behind the scenes, but the media is not covering that until something happens. and they're out there. They're always out there protesting, just so you know. They're always working behind the scenes. The media isn't going to give you coverage until another, God forbid, kid gets shot or something like that. Then they'll call them Black Lives Matters as far as for media coverage.
Mm-hmm.
But these guys are working 24/7. I know a lot of people that work with that.
And no, the whole thing is, I'm not saying that it isn't, but you know what? It's only the media is the same way too. You only jump on the bandwagon when it's something trendy.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter when everything is, you know, low key right now, you know, to a degree,
yeah.
But they don't, you know, if it's something big, then it's like, oh, we have to cover this, or we have to do that, or we have to
march. Yeah, and why would they, though? Gossip is more entertaining than anything right now. You'll see that quicker on the news coverage than something really important, like the fires.
Right. You're right about that.
It's a sad state of affairs.
No, it is. But also, you know what else? Some people out there, sorry for interrupting, but there's some people out there, you know, the brainwashers, you know, Brother B, you know, I already told you about those dudes out there brainwashing people and, you know, spreading their ignorance and people falling for it. And that's a sad thing about it.
Yeah, you know, call the 111, you're on the air with the menu. What's up?
Oh, that's me. Hey, this is a Big Red. I'm back.
Hey,
oh,
Big Red.
Quinn is on there. Hey, Red.
You were silent.
Yeah, my phone had died, so I'm back now. I'm sorry.
Oh, God, killing the phone. You're probably getting your Chick-fil-A sandwich out.
Wait, I am going to say it one more time.
Lady Keisha, wait a minute. What do you mean you haven't had chicken in 25 years?
No, 20, to be technical. Yeah, 20.
Are you
doing? I never ate pork. No, I don't classify myself with any of that because then, let's say I eat a cake. Cake has eggs in it. You know what I mean? So I don't classify myself. Yeah, so it's like I've never been a fan of, well, never ever in my life ate pork, thank goodness. Beef, I was never a fan of it. Turkey, never cared for it. And one day I just said, you know, let me wean myself off of chicken. I don't even care for it anymore, so.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
Yeah,
that's a good diet. You get turned off from certain things. And that's what I'm saying, I'm sorry, I'm not going to say it. I'm sick of it.
You know what? I identified it. That's why you be coming off so harsh on the phone sometimes, on the show sometimes, because you haven't had chicken. So you haven't had no damn chicken. That's what it is. Now I know you ain't had no damn fried chicken or some chicken period, chicken patty, a chicken nugget. Something. You haven't had no chicken.
I'm good. I'll pass.
Especially some turkey wings. That's why you angry. That's why
I'm never angry. It takes a lot to get me angry. I'm not angry at all. Not at all.
I'm gonna make you some turkey wings, and K Dog gonna make you some rice.
I don't want K Dog rice.
Oh man!
I had to teach him how to make rice. He sounded like he don't know how to make rice. I'll pass.
Hey, wait a minute! Everybody gotta stop. You know who it is.
Take it away. Hey, what's up, Hot Rod?
We're the chicken noodles in the air right now.
Hot Rods matter. Chick-fil-A matter. Get mad at people. I want my Popeyes. Hot Rods, goddammit.
Let me shut up. I'm in the hood right now. I might get shot for chicken.
Yeah, right.
They might turn you into a chicken. You better cut it out.
For real, they go bum rush you for that chicken.
They throw down chicken right now, and Popeye, go figure. I like to get Lady T upset. You know, I love to get Lady T upset for some reason. I don't know why.
What up, Hot Rod?
Let me cook for you. I'll cook you all the chicken that you want, Lady T. Let me cook all the fried chicken that you can handle. Let me do it.
You haven't even had no rotisserie. You ain't no eating rotisserie chicken?
I'm good. No.
Oh,
I'm good.
Man.
I'll stick to my salmon, my shrimp. I'm good.
I don't eat steak either.
Nah, I was never into beef anyway. No, nothing.
No?
Just.
Are you a vegan?
No, I don't classify myself as any of
that.
Oh,
okay. Well, you know, okay. KFC, they make it vegan chicken now, KFC.
Nah, I'm good.
That's how bad the chicken was now, and KFC is making vegan chicken.
Listen, don't knock it till you try it.
No, Brother B. I may be a carnivore, but I'm not a rabbit. I'm not gonna eat grass, okay? No thank you.
I'm not gonna do the advertisement, but listen, I've been to two restaurants. One was a Chinese restaurant that is strictly vegan. And it's good, man. I eat it every day. I could just turn away from everything just for that. One place is Coco Lin in Queens, and another one's called Red Bamboo. They're vegan, Asian restaurants.
How dare
great
you,
food.
Brother B? How dare you? I'm eating a cow, but you're eating a cow food. That's very wrong of you of that. You know.
No,
I eat a cow food. Come on.
Oh my God.
Actually, I had a vegetable patty the other day, man. It wasn't too bad, man. It was actually pretty good.
Veggie patties is good.
Now,
I tell you that White Castle has an Impossible Burger. And that's a plant-based burger. That damn thing is good.
Really? Anything from White Castle is not good. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I was about to say it's impossible.
No, don't
go on the toilet.
White Castle. You'll be sitting on the toilet.
No,
we'll have
really
a nice.
Good. It's really good. It's plant based. It's very good.
Big Red, be honest.
Listen.
Were you drunk when you had an impossible burger? Be honest.
No, I wasn't.
Listen.
No, was that possible?
White Castle is good. It keep you regular. It clean you out. And that's, as we get older, you know, we can't, you know, we can't be carrying around this stuff, man. You got to clean out.
Sure.
White Castle is good. Keep you flushed.
Yeah, if White Castle doesn't work, try Kato Cook It. That might work for you. Kato Cook It for you.
Nah,
that will flush you out.
I did Kato Cook It. I don't think he's a non-cook.
Oh,
if K-Dog couldn't even tell you the recipe for rice, K-Dog don't cook.
No,
I'm not going to do that. Like I said, the whole chicken sandwich thing was a beautiful distraction. Especially from the fact that, you know, we're slipping into a recession.
Yep.
And,
Brother B. I'm sorry, Brother B. Popeye's made $23 million in free promo from the chicken sandwich alone. $23 million. There's no recession going on.
Oh, it ain't no
Maybe
recession. Right now. Listen,
no?
That was probably the best time to buy stock. Buy stock and Popeye.
Exactly.
If you would have saw this coming, you would have bought some stock and you shot through the roof. Just off the Listen, Lady T, you could have made a couple grand off a chicken sandwich.
Yeah, but I don't eat chicken, so I don't care.
That's all right. Listen, you have to eat it. Make money
I'm waiting
off
for
it,
Wendy's
that's all.
To bring back the fish sandwich. They need to come back with the fish sandwich.
Wendy's. Oh,
Wendy's, yeah,
Wendy's?
They did.
Oh,
they always
cod,
bring it back before
sandwich.
Easter. Yeah, the cod fish sandwich. Yep, yeah.
I never had that.
I don't remember that.
I had that.
That was good.
Yeah.
But is it wrong that we are talking about food in this type of matter?
It's more than just the food.
Nah, it's not wrong. I think it's a healthy thing. To talk about, you know, food. Because, listen, that chicken sandwich wasn't processed. A lot of food, a lot of these foods out here that are processed, like, no bueno, no good for the body. It's certain things that we just are not built to have, and especially as we get older, like I was saying earlier, our bodies can't take certain things anymore. You know, it's not like
but this chicken's all grease. This chicken's all grease and butter on the bun. Hello,
the chicken. Listen, well, I mean, you know what? Depending on the area, I've always believed depending on where the area is at, like the food is different. And where I live at now, like I went to a Popeyes up here, and yo, like I stopped eating Popeyes for a long time because when I was living in Brooklyn, the Popeyes over there, I just wasn't feeling it. But
see,
now you know up in Westchester,
you know that's
yo, it made me love chicken again. It was just tasting
right.
Like, oh, that's my God, I couldn't believe it.
That's the sad thing about it. Why did you got to go to another neighborhood to get a damn good chicken sandwich? Or, you know, it's like, what, you know, they make sure, and so, you know, it's just sad that in certain neighborhoods, the food is not quality. But then it's like, you know, where you're at, and the chicken sandwich, that probably tastes like Chick-fil-A. It probably tastes like Chick-fil-A.
And it's funny that you say that because... No, today I took two Chick-fil-A to get cookies. And my son, like, Daddy, look at the line. It's very crowded inside there by 423 and South Street Seaport. But, unlike other people, I know what I'm doing. I mobile order, all I did was pick it up. I was in and out like a boss because I was smart. I'm not going to wait online for a whole hour for some damn cookies. No. So, I have to take that priority. There's nothing wrong with craving something. Well, you know, just be smart about it. Are you going to wait an hour online for a chicken or do the mobile order and pick it up within minutes?
Well, that goes to show you.
It's
the curiosity. The curiosity, man. People are just like, yo, I'm so curious, and they're willing to wait online. Like I said, it was just a nice distraction from all the misery going on.
I'm curious next year of who you're voting for when you get online. I'm curious about that. Are you going to get up and vote? Or are you going to sit down and complain about the orange guy or whoever is in office next year?
To be honest with you.
And another thing, hold on, guys. Even if you don't want to vote, at least pick a candidate. Maybe you might want to support that candidate and go out there and tell people.
Exactly.
To vote for them. So I mean, if you're not doing one, let's do the other.
My thing is, I think it's kind of a no-brainer. Like, I think everybody's done with some orangeade, you know, that's in the office right now. But when it boils down to it, who has the last say? Sometimes it's not the people anymore. And that's the problem
money.
I've had for a long time. And the money has to say. The people who control have the power. And they want to keep things going a certain way. That's what they do.
But, brother,
one,
with
that
mentality,
do you say
that discourage people? You say that would discourage people to vote?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, I'm going to say some hot rod because the show is about to be dead in 90 seconds. But I wanted to say it on your show last week about the whole Jay-Z and the NFL thing. Listen, while I may not agree, even though I said it on my show, where I may not agree with some of the things that Jay-Z has said, I will support him. And I think we as the people need to learn how to do what others do. Because even though they may not agree with their people, or some people may not agree with Trump, his own party, they still support him. They still back him.
They still support him.
And that's something that
we're you're right about that.
Yep.
True.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. And on that note...
But we can't even support one another.
Nope. Damn sure can't. So, K-Dog.
Please, even
lady,
President Obama.
The non-chicken eater.
yes, I'll be that. Man. I'll be that. Thank you.
Yo. and Big Red, yo.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure. Everybody have a good
all
rest
right.
of the week.
All right.
Bless and
all right. Good night, y'all.
Make sure you vote to bring back the chicken sandwiches. Damn it.
Oh, please.
and good lady T. Hugg.
Oh, man.
Was back from Wendy's.
I'm out of
put
that.
In home too.
For real.
I'm voting out.
Lady,
out. Good night, y'all.
Y'all have a good night, y'all.
Later, guys.
Oh, later. Man.
Peace out. Please.
Later.
Later.